In an emotional meeting leading up to the Democratic roll call of the states last night, Hillary Rodham Clinton released her convention delegates to vote for Barack Obama. Ultimately, a roll call vote did begin, but was cut off after just a few states voted, as the New York delegation, led by Senator Clinton herself, then announced that the convention vote by acclamation for Senator Obama. Shortly after Clinton addressed those delegates, WMNF's Virginia Hoffman spoke with some of them to get their take on how they would go forward.
My name is Susie Copeland, and I'm from the great state of Florida, Bradenton, Florida, the Sunshine State, and I'm here as an observer of the convention.
Are you a Hillary supporter or an Obama supporter?
I am an Obama supporter, and I was from the very beginning.
What is your view on what Hillary just said at this moment, releasing the delegates? How does that make you feel?
I'm very glad that she did, because I spoke with a Hillary supporter this morning, and he said he was not going to vote during the voting this morning because he wanted to hear what she had to say. He wanted to be sure she released him, and if she did, he would vote for Obama.
My name is Maria Cordoni, and I'm a superdelegate, and I signed on for Hillary in February of this year.
And how do you feel about what Hillary just said at this time?
Well, she gets it. The fact is, she understands that we need to be unified in this party, and she is moving forward, and that's what we need to do, is to move forward. I'm very sad by the fact that she did not get the nomination, or she, even though her name will be put in nomination, she probably, I'm just really sad about that.
I'm Verna Cleveland. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a superdelegate, and I was the former director of Hillary's statewide campaign in Georgia.
Prior to coming to the convention and early on when the polls started shifting, did you ever feel the compulsion to change your vote for Obama?
Absolutely not. I believe in Hillary, and I still do.
How do you feel about what was said here today, that she's released you? Are you still going to vote for her, or are you going to vote for Obama?
No, I've actually already cast my vote for Clinton this morning in our delegation meeting. And even after this speech, I would do the same thing.
And can you tell me your name and where you're from?
Marie Gosnell, Massachusetts. I'm sad.
Why are you sad?
For what could have been.
Do you feel it's just not going to work out with Obama? Are you concerned that he can't win the election?
He will win. We will help him win.
My name's Taylor Riddle. I'm 18, and I'm from Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Oh, from Arkansas. This must be really hard for you watching Hillary concede.
Well, you know, I've always been a strong supporter of the Clinton family. President Clinton, being a hometown boy from Arkansas, has done a lot of great things for the Democratic Party, and Senator Clinton has done many great things for the Democratic Party as well. So, yes, I'm sad that she's not the nominee, but I'm excited Barack's the nominee. Barack is the man that's going to unite the legislative body of this country and fix the healthcare crisis and make sure that we can afford energy, which the Republican Party will not do.
I'm Kim Driscoll. I'm a delegate, Hillary delegate from Massachusetts. I'm mayor of the city of Salem, Massachusetts, but grew up in Clearwater, Florida, not too far.
You have some opinions about Barack Obama not selecting Hillary as the vice presidential candidate. Do you care to share that with me?
Absolutely. I'm really disappointed. I mean, I think she would have been a slam dunk. This game would have been over to have two terrific candidates. I mean, I think Barack's a good candidate. I want to like him. I really do.